Sheikh Baqir Sharif Al-Qarashi decides to compile.
So we can consider Sayyid Hadi Khosro Shahi.
Shahid Muhammad Baqir al-Sadr. He was born in Qadhimiyya.
The first and the most important thing that we can learn from Allama Tabatabai is his great effort.
In this regard, I should like to say that one of the great benefits of the late Ayatollah Sayyid Mahmoud Shahruddin was.
When we say Divan of Hafiz is a book of Irfan.
Maulavi claims that this Masnavi Ma'navi is the interpretation of the Quran.
Be more familiar with outstanding Shia figures in the teacher.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. We're welcome to another episode of the program The Teacher, an introduction into the religious and scholarly life of the most outstanding Muslim Shiite dignitaries, ulama and scholars all across the world of Islam during the history of Islam. For today's discussion, I have two very special guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Rouhani and Sheikh Fadai. Sheikh Rouhani, assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And Sheikh Fadai, assalamu alaikum to you.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
All right, for today's discussion, we want to talk about another outstanding figure from Afghanistan. He was, it's better to say, the founder or the first member and the president head of Afghanistan Islamic Wahda Party. He is no one but the late Shahid Abdul Ali Mazari. Sheikh Rouhani, give us some details about the early life and biography of Shahid Abdul Ali Mazari.
Yes, Shahid Abdul Ali Mazari was born in 1326 and got martyred in 1373. Of course, he was among the great Shiite scholars who founded the party of Wahdat-e-Islam, Hizb-e Wahdat-e-Islami, which is a kind of political party which united the Shiite different kind of parties into one Hizb or one party.
Yes.
That's why he was among the leaders and founders of this political party in Afghanistan. And of course, he studied in Hauza Ilmiya of Qom, the Islamic Seminary of Qom, and he took part into the into the revolutionary activities in Iran, as well as he was the wakil and the representative of Imam al-Khomeini, rahmatullahi alayhi. And of course, then they moved to Kabul to resist against the leftist government and party that was ruling at that time on Afghanistan. They were supported by Soviet Union.
Yes.
That's why they started resistance against Soviet Union. They called Mujahideen.
Yes.
And of course, finally, on the 1373, he was martyred by the Taliban government at that time. And of course, later, the president of Afghanistan gave the title of Shahide Wahdati Milli, or the martyr of national unity.
That's all right. Okay.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir. La ilaha illallah.
La ilaha illallah.
Besides his religious life, we know that he had, for example, the ijaza or the permission from the late Imam Khomeini in order to gather the wujuhat, the monies that become on that time in Mazar Sharif and the regions around. So I think religiously and scholarly speaking, he was fully authentic, but politically, he felt this commitment to get back to his country, Afghanistan, and a struggle over there against communism and the Soviet Union. So Sheikh Fadai, I think he was very much after a kind of resistance power, and the resistance group or resistance ideology in the region. I could sum some of the footage, the videos and the photos of Abdul Ali Mazari and Sayyid Abbas al-Musawi, the late Lebanese Hezbollah political party. So can we say that he, alongside with the other scholars in Afghanistan, in Lebanon, in Iraq and Iran thereafter, establishing a kind of Islamic party, I mean the Shiite party?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You know, when I think about Abdul Ali Mazari, he reminds me of the book from our supreme leader and son, Panjah Saleh, 250-year-old man. So what is the relationship between this figure and that book? You know, in that book, which is a combination of the different lectures of Ayatollah Khamenei, Ayatollah Khamenei talked about the history of our imams. And to sum it up, he wants to say that all of our imams, like one person, acted in order to have the power and have Islamic government so they can show real Islam. Because yes, without power, without government, we cannot have real Islam in our society. You know, if we want to give the government to taghuts all the time, you know, we had a lot of scholars that they were silent in front of taghut government. That is wrong. Mm-hmm. The real scholars, Islamic scholars, they never remained silent in front of taghut. As our imams tried a lot in order to gain power and establish Islamic government, we can see that by this pattern, our real Islamic leader, if they're even after imams, for example, our fuqaha or some activist and Muslim activist like Abdul Ali Mazari, they want to follow this pattern of Ahlul Bayt, that real Islam and Shia should gain the power. We shouldn't be silent in front of the government of Taghut. You know, he had a good relationship with the Iranian revolutionist and Lebanese revolutionist. For example, in Iran, he studied in Qom, had a good relationship with Imam,
yes,
and even he went to Lebanon and had some sessions and relation with the connection with Sayyid Abbas Musavi, as you, yes, mentioned. So, you know, these actions means that we together, whether from Afghanistan or Iran or, yes, from Lebanon,
yes,
we have to join together in order to stand in front of the government of Batil.
Yes.
He, I think he followed this pattern of Ahlul Bayt. And I think for his capacity, he was successful.
Yes,
yes, he was martyred,
yes,
because he didn't have that potential in Afghanistan to, yes, have a revolution like Imam Khomeini in Iran.
Yes,
as the scholars before, yes, Imam Khomeini couldn't have this.
Yes.
But according to his capacity, he could have it. Why do I say that? Because, as you mentioned, he was called the martyr of national unity.
Yes.
It means that he was successful to gather people, Muslims, together,
yes,
in order to stand in front of the government of Batil.
Yes, that's right. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من
He got martyred, Shaykh Rouhani, in Afghanistan. From one side, he was against the Communist Party led by the Soviet Union.
From the other one, the radicals in Afghanistan were after power, so he again tried to, we can't say, oppose them, struggle against them, and finally he was martyred by them. Can you give us more details about the story and his struggles, other political struggles in Afghanistan?
Yes, of course. He was at the same time a social activist as well, because one of the problems that we have in countries like Afghanistan is the discriminations that are leveled against minorities. You know, for example, the Shiite people in Afghanistan, since they are minority, in the history of this country, different kind of discriminations, oppressive kind of discriminations leveled against these people. That is why one of the objectives of his resistance was this, to bring back, let's say, this dignity or izzah or, let's say, karama of the Shiite people in Afghanistan. So that's why, from this perspective, some of the radical movements, Sunni radical movements, were opposed to him,
yes,
against him. That's why he got martyred, because of this, that he was very strongly and seriously trying to support Tashayyu in Afghanistan and the school of Ahlul Bayt in Afghanistan, and to help and support the followers of this school and these, let's say, branches of Islam.
Yes.
That is why, since resisting against this sort of discriminations that leveled against these people by the governments, that's why there were some groups who were opposed to him. That's why he finally got martyred.
Is it true that first, for example, they signed an agreement? That's why, for example, they signed an agreement with the radical groups in Afghanistan, but then they violated this agreement and martyred?
Yeah, it is what is written in the biography of this great Shaheed is that, yes.
Okay, that's all right. And still, this group of the, as we said, we called him the martyr of the national unity. Were there, for example, other Sunni groups who followed him as a Shiite figure or not?
And to, you know, there were sometimes there were Sunni Shia parties. They,
yes,
they were like, what we can say, they had some kind of coalition, what we can say,
yes,
gathering,
yes,
with each other. And they followed some kind of resistance together.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why you had sometimes, for example, some Sunni parties. They were also members of the unity that was established by this Shaheed and the other, let's say, leaders of the different political parties.
Yes.
But of course, but mainly his party was the Shiite party.
Okay. And still the Shiites in Afghanistan, I mean, during the history of Afghanistan, have been among the minority or the majority, Sheikh?
No, now still they are minority in Afghanistan, yes. Some 30% of the population
30%.
Of Afghanistan, yes, is Shia, yes.
That's right. Okay. Thank you very much. It was very kind of you. As we said, there was an agreement between the two, I mean, the radical groups. And I think based on akhlaqi method and principle, Shaheed Mazari signed the agreement.
Yeah.
In order to give the weapons so that they might sit around the table and sign again an agreement on the national unity of Afghanistan. But unfortunately, on Esfand 22nd, 1373, according to the solar calendar, when he and the other members of his group of the Wahda party were taken to Kandahar, they were assassinated inside the helicopter,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes.
Unfortunately, on the way by the radical groups over there. So many memorandums and letters and messages from different ulama of Iran and all across the Islamic lands were sent on his martyrdom. And he is still remembered as a shaheed of struggle or shaheed of muqawama and resistance in Afghanistan, the late Shaheed Abdul Ali Mazari. May Allah bless the soul of this outstanding man. Thank you much, Sheikh Fadai and Sheikh Rouhani, for a nice elaboration on his life. And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program, The Teacher. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. See another episode. God bless you all. Fiyama.
A teacher, the teacher of teachers. He changed the world for the better and made us better creatures. Oh Allah, we've shamed ourselves, we've strayed from Al-Mu'allim. Surely we've wronged ourselves, what will we say in front of him? Mu'allim.